Today, Federal Reserve policymakers eased up on the economic gas pedal, raising a key short-term interest rate by a quarter point. And Fed officials signaled they plan to raise rates again in the months to come. The move comes at a time when the economy is growing and new jobs are once again being created. At a quarter point, though, it's only a slight increase for now. And Fed officials hinted they still have concerns about the durability of the recovery. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
With nearly every measure of economic activity rising, most economists thought it was only a matter of time before Fed officials had to begin raising interest rates. And Fed policymakers had gone out of their way to prepare the financial markets for today's quarter-point move. Economist Ray Stone of Stone and McCarthy Research.
I think there has never been a rate increase in my mind that has been telegraphed as clearly as this one has been. Fed officials public speeches and their testimony and so forth have warned us that rates are artificially low and they're going to go up.
And so today's increase generated little real surprise. Fed officials noted that economic activity is expanding at a solid pace and the job market is improving, so the ultra-low interest rates of the past few years are no longer necessary. An increase by the Fed typically raises the cost of borrowing for both consumers and businesses. But because this move had been so widely expected, the financial markets had already long since moved in anticipation. What is less clear after today's move is where the Fed will go from here, and Fed officials shed some light on that, too. In a statement released this afternoon, officials said they were ready to keep raising rates, but at a measured pace. Again, Ray Stone.
If there's any surprise to the FOMC announcement that it was included with this rate increase, it doesn't seem as if they're hot to raise rates quickly.
A lot of economists are worried these days that inflation pressures appear to be building and that Fed officials have been too slow to address them. But in the statement, the Fed held its ground. Much of the evidence of inflation right now, it said, is based on what it called transitory forces. Joel Naroff is president of Naroff Economic Advisors.
What they tried to argue within the statement was that while we're seeing overall measures of inflation go up at a very, very sharp pace, a lot of that had to do with things such as energy price spikes.
And with energy prices now creeping back down again, the specter of inflation is likely to fade a bit. The statement did include an escape clause of sorts. It said Fed officials would respond to changes in economic prospects as needed to keep prices stable. That served to remind the financial markets that the Fed can act more aggressively if inflation becomes a real concern. While today's rate hike was moderate, what's important is that the Fed is tightening again, says Naroff. He notes that after two wars, a major terrorist attack, corporate scandals, and a recession, the Fed had brought interest rates down to levels not seen in 46 years. Now, Naroff says, things have changed.
Well, this, to me, is not only a turning point, but more importantly, an indication on the part of the Fed that they think that all the problems we faced over the last 4 years are largely behind us.
In that sense, Naroff says today's quarter-point increase in rates was a kind of vote of confidence in the economy. After weathering so many blows, the economy no longer needs artificially low rates to prosper, and that means rates are likely to creep up somewhat more over the next few months. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.